Hey, what's up, folks? It's Syed right here, and I'm just having another one of my brainstorm freaking getting high off of just coming up with new ideas. And this is basically when I start making some really, really good podcast content, because my mind is just going, just freaking out. It's like I'm on this crazy high from thinking of ideas. Like, I'm like, without any narcotics, without any drugs, without any sort of alcohol or chemicals, it's straight up my brain just firing dopamine and all sorts of crazy chemicals in my head because my imagination is going nuts. And like, this happens very, very regularly for me. It's kind of crazy. Like I would have these 1 hour, 2 hour, 3 hour, 4 hour sessions of just like rapid creativity just sparking through my head, and like all of a sudden I just go nuts and I need to start walking and I have too much energy in my head and like I just need to like let it out somewhere. And so I had to go outside, so I'm pretty much outside right now just walking in the park. I'm taking my break from work. I have a 9-to-5, by the way. I'm a software engineer, if you guys are curious, senior software engineer at a company called Elevate. I'm in Dallas right now. I'm just walking around. You might hear some cars whizzing by. I hope you guys don't mind. And I hope you're just listening to my content. You don't mind the background noise. But on the bright side, the background noise, it's all a lot of natural sounds. Like, you know, you might hear birds chirping. You might hear squirrels. You might hear trees and waterfall. You know, you might hear cars every now and then. Wish there weren't any cars. But there aren't too many cars nearby. But I am next to a parking lot. So there's that. But yeah, I'm going nuts right now, and I just want to get started. So, first of all, I just want to say apologies ahead of time if this podcast is a little bit unorganized, because I'm essentially just pouring my mind out at you guys. This isn't formatted in any way. So, yeah, well, one of the first things I was thinking about today was, well, today I just had a really, really awesome Twitch stream, right? In the morning, I woke up at like 5 a.m. It wasn't the best morning ever. You know, I was having some personal issues that I'm just trying to take care of. You know, some self-improvement and that sort of stuff. I'm trying to get better. Take care of some personal issues and all that. So I'm trying really hard to become a better person and all that. So, you know, I didn't have the best night last night. You know, I suffered some problems, and I had to overcome that. But look, guys, like, all of us, we're gonna have problems. There's gonna be difficulties. There's gonna be difficulties all the time, and it's like up to us to figure out ways to overcome those problems and become a better person. So, yes, last night it wasn't the best. I lost a lot of my willpower. Like, there are certain times in the day when I'm really energetic and extremely productive, and other times of the day when it's like danger zone, and like, I know this about myself, and obviously it's not the same for others, and this is from my own personal experiences, but like in the morning I am extremely positive, extremely good, extremely healthy, and you know, lively and vivacious and ambitious and creative and working hard and not anxious, you know, and stress-free and all that, and friendly and all that, and I'm not angry at all, not upset, not depressed or anything like that. And in the evenings, well towards the night, I'm all really easily addicted, or not addicted, but I can't control myself. Like it's really hard to discipline myself towards the night, because first of all, I'm really tired. First of all, I really want to go to sleep pretty soon. I might get angrier easily, or might get upset easily, or something is gonna happen. And you know, it's just at that time. So this is like around, you know, 5 p.m., 4 p.m., 6 p.m. Around that time, it starts getting extremely difficult to even just be productive or just do anything. So it's just better to just, I guess, relax around that time and, you know, enjoy my time with my girl or like my parents or something like that. I should probably figure out a way to do that. And yeah, that's something that I learned about myself. Actually, I've noticed I haven't really gotten to my creative ideas yet. And it's about AWS, by the way, if you guys are curious. That's what really went me nuts. But like now I'm onto a completely different tangent. I'm thinking about something completely different. That's just my personal experiences today and yesterday and talking about that. That seemed really interesting for me right now. Yeah, so I think that's over. I think that topic's gone. Let's move on to the next topic. The next topic that I really want to talk about is like AWS. So I was just having this absolutely crazy ideas of how I want to start like a completely cool internet gaming company. So as you guys may have noticed, I'm making a game, and this game is called Krieg. And man, I feel like I'm onto something. So I'm making this game, and it's going to be really, really awesome. And I'm thinking about making a completely internet company that's based really, really, really internet, I mean, gaming company that's really, really based on like AWS with infrastructure and technology. So I was just taking a look at kind of doing like a window shopping on AWS on all the services they offer, and something hit me. I can essentially make a completely online, completely remote company. And well, where everybody is working from home, and everybody is, it's nuts. It's never been done before. I don't think it's been done before, but I feel like it can be done, especially with stuff like AWS, because AWS essentially it's a completely internet infrastructure, right? You don't need anything in house. Like they even have a freaking desktop service. So like, if one of your workers, like let's say a customer service representative, right, he's in Japan, right, guys, just listen carefully. This is freaking ridiculous technology, okay? This is crazy. My mind is going nuts. Gotta take a deep breath before I like freaking get a heart attack or something. Nah, just kidding. Okay, no, that was not good to say. Yeah, I'm not getting a heart attack. Don't worry, guys. I just get really excited sometimes. So like, let's say you have like a Japanese employee, right? And or he doesn't even need to be Japanese. He can just be any guy in Japan, right? You have some guy in Japan. And by the way, it's really cool because you have remote workers, so essentially everybody's working from home, so you know everybody can explore however way they want to. So I could imagine like my employees in my company, I don't even want to call them employees, but yes, they're employees. I kind of want a different philosophy of a company. I'll talk about that later. I don't want to treat people like I'm the boss and they are the employees, therefore they must listen to me. Like that's not what I want to, how I want to treat them as. I want to treat them as something completely different, like one of me. I like a very flat company, and you probably heard of like flat companies, like flat startup companies in California, where the CEO isn't necessarily above other people. The CEO just has different responsibilities than other people. And that's kind of more responsibility than other people. That's kind of how I want to make the company. So the company for now is going to be called Krieg Studios, but I do not think that's the name. That Krieg is just going to be the name of the game, but for now it's going to be called Krieg Studios. I don't know what else to call it, but it'll be Krieg Studios for now. And the idea for the company is making the game. It's going to be a game company. We're going to be specialized in making Krieg. We're going to be making Krieg a really, really awesome game. And it's going to be something on the lines of like League of Legends or like Overwatch or Fortnite. And the company is going to be centered around using AWS as the infrastructure for Krieg, the game. And Krieg is going to use a engine called Unreal Engine, which I'm sure many of you guys have heard of. And we'll be using Unreal Engine to generate the revenue for the company and all that. And it'll be mainly focused on just the development of Krieg and making it better. So AWS has all these really cool services. Like, back to what I was saying about Japan, let's say there was a guy in Japan, a game developer in Japan, or like a customer service representative in Japan. First of all, I can hire somebody in Japan. That's ridiculous. So I can hire anybody in the world, right? That's so cool. Completely global company. They don't need to be in my country, you know, the United States. They don't need to be in Texas. They don't need to be in New York. I can be hiring people from all over the world, Japan, China, Russia, Germany. I know I'm going to be hiring a lot of Germans, first of all, because I know there's a lot of smart game developers and smart engineers in Germany. I don't know what's about Germany, but I think Germany is like big on engineering or something like that. Because, or maybe it's the time zones in which I'm streaming, but like a lot of smart people are in Germany, or engineers at least, smart engineers in Germany. I don't know what's about Germany or what, but I've noticed that trend. Like even somebody that I subscribe to, Academia Mind on YouTube, you know, he's German and he's, you know, teaching everybody about it. And like, and a bunch of other guys that I follow that are also from Germany. So it's a little interesting how a lot of web developers and all these other kind of engineers are all German. That's curious. But anyways, I want to tap into these countries. I want to tap into their talent pool. And it would be a very big problem if I couldn't tap into other countries. Like, I grew up in New York. I grew up where I've met every single type of person. Everybody from Germans to Africans, people from Ghana, people from Kenya, people from Nigeria, people from Egypt, people from Saudi Arabia, and people from Hungary. He wasn't a best friend. Well, at the time, he was my best friend when I was like 5-6 years old. He was from Hungary, and or his friends were, his cousin, his family was from Hungary. I think he was born somewhere in America, maybe. You know, I had friends from Philippines and China and Korea and Japan. I had friends from all over America, straight up American friends. I've had friends, African American friends. I've known classmates and friends who were from all these countries, like Montenegro and Turkey and all that. So many homosexuals, gay people, you know, all sorts of people, all sorts of sexualities, and basically everything. Everybody, period. Every sort of diversity was there in New York, and I was exposed to all of them, you know. And I kind of want to tap into that and tap into that diverse sort of concept. So I want the company to be very diverse. I want the game to be accepting of many, many diverse types of people from all over the countries, and all that. So, sorry about going in tangents. I really had to mention that to talk about the company and all that. So imagine somebody in Japan, right? So I'm hiring a Japanese person, and he's a customer service representative. Now, he doesn't have an advanced computer. He might just have a smartphone, right? He might just have an iPad. He might just have like a shitty laptop or something like that. Like a Windows 2012 made laptop with an i3 processor or something like that, which can't even do anything, right? However, Amazon Web Services has this really cool service called like desktop service or something like that, where you could accept, you can actually like provision desktops and software, like operating system software, like desktops, basically Windows computers and like Mac computers and like Linux computers for people to use. Like I can just basically say, hey, you don't have the computer you need, why don't you just use this Windows 10, and you can just use it and just do what you need to do. Go on Google, go on I don't know, Google Docs or whatever. You know, I don't even think I want to use Google Docs anymore. I think Amazon has really, really cool services that I can leverage. I think I'm just gonna go all nuts on Amazon, because I just took a look at Amazon services, and there's so many, and there's some for everything, and I think it's just so fascinating. They have one for emailing, so I'm going to use that for emailing my players. I'll be using that for emailing my employees. I'll be using that to do all sorts of emailing. And then there's like another service for it's called GameLift, and GameLift is essentially going to be the service to actually host the game, actually set up matchmaking. So GameLift is really cool. I'm using GameLift for Krieg. That was the first thing that I worked on. What I'm working on right now is GameLift. GameLift is for matchmaking. So it's like Fortnite level matchmaking. We're talking about Overwatch level matchmaking, like Halo level matchmaking. This is no joke. Like, I am an indie game company. I have no resources, barely anything. No, it's just me. But I have the power of a multi-million dollar company on my fingertips. That's ridiculous. I have the infrastructure of it. I don't have the manpower, but I kind of do have the manpower, because it's kind of like I have the manpower, because I didn't build any of this myself. Like AWS GameLift, that stuff takes millions of dollars worth of, like, at least hundreds of thousands of dollars, like, to hire, like, systems engineers, and, like, I would have to learn it myself, or, like, considering that I'm an indie developer, I would, like, and if this was, like, 20 years ago, or, like, 10 years ago, I would have to set up the network myself. Excuse me, that's crazy. That's ridiculous. I can use AWS GameLift to set up matchmaking just like you would in Halo. So AWS has this really, really, really cool service called GameLift, which has matchmaking, and there's like this algorithm, right? This algorithm is, you can basically matchmake players. If you guys don't know what matchmaking means, matchmaking is like pairing players with other players to play a match. So what is the best player for, let's say, player Bob wants to play, right? And Jane is also playing. Now, Bob and Jane are looking for the same type of people, and then you also have Tom, who's like a completely different type of person. Bob and Jane, they're looking for, you know, friendly people, and maybe Jane is looking for, I mean, Bob and Jane are looking for, like, you know, PvP friendly people, and like Tom is like looking for, I guess, more competitive, extremely good players. So he's a really, really good player, but Bob and Jane, they're more like, you know, casual players. Now, how do we pair Bob and Jane together, and Tom can go get paired with, I don't know, Kevin. And Kevin is also a competitive game expert guy, professional MLG pro player. So how do we pair these two together? Well, Amazon GameLift has a certain algorithm, a searching algorithm that you can leverage. You simply give player information to the service, right? And the service can essentially matchmake players based on that criteria. So let's say you want players that are really good to be paired up with other players who are really good, which is usually the case when it comes to competitive games. You want to get paired with people who are on your skill level. So new players want to get paired up with other new players. Well, new players can also be good, so that's not a good metric. But let's say casual players want to get paired with other casual players who don't take the game too seriously, and maybe they want to enjoy the game a bit more and like play less to win, but play more to like enjoy the graphics and kind of role play and stuff like that, right? Because it's a commanding game, so you can do like a role play sort of thing where you're commanding an army and you kind of feel like a general, and kind of, I guess you could role play that, right? Like, it's, you know, it's a game, you know, people are going to role play. It's cool. I've seen games where people started role playing. Company of Heroes 2, for example, a lot of people role playing as German officers. That's kind of disturbing sometimes, but people role play. Some other thing is, yeah, so you want to pair up casual players to other casual players. You want to pair up competitive players with other competitive players. And Amazon Web Services GameLift service has that sort of searching algorithm to determine that. And I think that's super cool. I could leverage that. I could search based on, for example, lag and latency. So lag and latency, I would simply give the ping and the region and the IP address of the player to GameLift, and game lift can determine what other player has the least latency in the same region and who is least likely to lag with the player and pair them up. Obviously, the more players who are searching, the more accurate and the more the faster the pairing up and the matchmaking happens. So obviously the game is based on matchmaking and the amount of community members there are. And this goes to my community member. Now, how do I solve that problem? I am blessed to have this creative understanding and good understanding of how to build a good community, because I've done it when I was younger. When I was 15, 16 years old, I was able to make a Minecraft community. Now, a lot of you guys might immediately start laughing, like, oh my god, Minecraft. Maybe a lot of you guys are thinking, wow, that's so cool, because maybe my audience is a lot of gamers and game developers. Maybe another of my audience are more entrepreneurs and stuff, or like, don't really have never even played Minecraft, and just know that Minecraft is played by kids and stuff. But let's build on that. I was 16 years old, and I built an extremely popular Minecraft server. So, and like, this was using very limited resources, very limited knowledge and all that, and I did that all myself when I was 15. Well, I don't want to say all myself, but I started that by myself. I don't even want to say that. You know, obviously, I did it with my friends, and my parents paid for the internet, obviously, and all that, so I don't want to say that myself. It's never myself. I'm grateful for all the people who helped me build that community and server. That was very ungrateful for me to say that I did the server myself. No, okay, let's get that out of the way. It was totally not by myself. It was made by everybody who worked together with me. So I started up that server, right? I made that server. A lot of my high school friends joined in. I remember some of my friends like Wesley and forgot some other guys who joined in. I believe, yeah, my friend Ali, Aldwin, a bunch of other guys who from high school joined in on the server. And it was supposed to be a high school server in the beginning, and it started getting bigger. Like, you know, more high school players started joining in, and then the high school players started leaving a little bit. I don't know why. Maybe I think they like League of Legends more, so they kind of want to play that more. Maybe they didn't like me. I don't know. I don't know why, but they didn't come up as much. So I was like, okay, so they're not here that often. Or maybe it was because I wanted more people to be in there. So I started publicizing the game. And I think I got some objection from my high school friends, like, why are you publicizing the game? And so my cousin as well. But I went ahead anyways, because I had this really cool vision of making this really cool community and making this really great server. And so I publicized it. You know, I got some hackers and I backed up the game and all that. I got some hackers who came in and logged into my user. They were able to log in and destroy my server and everything like that, and that was fun. And every, you know, I spent a lot of time on that, and I started getting more and more players, and I realized that, I mean, I guess I just wanted to make friends with them, right? I wanted to be as friendly as possible. And I just started making friends with a lot of people. And making friends and building relationships, believe it or not, is a way to make a good community. I know, it's pretty obvious, but you'd be surprised how few people try to do that to build a community. You build relationships, you build friends, you're inviting, you're welcoming, you're friendly. You treat them like royalty, you treat them like actual people, like actual people to be respected and taken opinions of, and give them some power and say in the company and respect their opinions and all that. You know what I mean? Is that a train? So things started happening, and I made a Facebook group, right? That's one of the greatest ideas I've ever done. I integrated the community even more by getting people to join the Facebook group. So like, whenever players joined in on the Minecraft server, they would click a link and that would take them to a Facebook group, and I managed to get like 500, 600 people on the Facebook group. Like, there were times where like even like professionals weren't able to get that many people in the Facebook group, but I got 500, 600 people in the Facebook group without even trying, barely. I mean, no, I was definitely trying. No, never mind. I was definitely trying. This was the first time I was doing this stuff. I haven't really made a Facebook group much before. You know, it was all hard and difficult, and I didn't even know what I was doing. But it worked out because people started joining in. And, like, we put faces to all these people. Like, you know, all these gamers from all over the world, from Philippines and from China and from Japan and America and Mexico and Puerto Rico, and like all these countries, they came in and, you know, they revealed their faces, and all of a sudden we know each other, and we know we made friends and all that, and we continued the server, and the server got bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger. It kept on getting bigger. I learned a bit of marketing as well. You know, I started advertising my company a lot. I did a few, I had a few tricks up my sleeves, some breaking rules, etc. In other servers, I learned how to exploit some servers and kind of spam my address as much as possible on some servers. And I started getting more and more players to come in. And I built this really cool ranking system where, and trust system where I trusted my community to be like responsible employees in the company. That didn't work out too well, but it worked out really well, really, really well. They were able to maintain the company themselves, it was almost like a company, sort of. See, I like made an organization back then when I was 16 years old. And I had a master builder rank, right? And these are the guys who were really good at making art. And they had creative mode enabled. And they were able to make Statue of Liberty, or like the Empire State Building, and like, you know, like the Eiffel Tower and like pixel art and all that. It was really, really cool. So I made them master builders because I realized that they were, or gave them builder, master builders that are creative, and like builders, like, I don't know what the difference was, but they were very, very, and you know, I made them feel powerful, right? Because they had this rank called master builder on them. And people want to feel power. People want to feel strong. People want to feel like they're in charge, or they have extra privileges and everything like that. So I kind of mastered that idea. I gave certain people police. Like, who doesn't want to be a police sometimes? A police is like authority, right? So I gave people police, and I gave this guy like investigator and an investigator rank. And then there's another rank like, I don't know. There's a lot of different types of ranks, like Banhammer, and then there was like a muter or silencer rank that was responsible for muting people. Like, it was really, really cool, and people loved the rankings and all that. I just went wild with the ideas, and I basically, you know, the server was running on itself for the most part. If I wasn't there, sometimes it falls apart simply from, I guess, not hiring the right people. And I say hiring, and I didn't pay them, but eventually it could have been something where I paid them. You know, I hired, you know, I got all these people, but there, a lot of them were kids. And some of them were really loyal, and some of them were cheaters, right? Some of them were like really bad cheaters. I shouldn't have picked them because I didn't hire them based on, so by hire, again, when I say hire, you know what I mean. I hired them not based on loyalty and merit. I hired them based on previous and past relationships, like, not even, it wasn't even a strong relationship, so it wasn't even built on trust. It was just built on, I know him in real life, so let me just hire him. And that was like one of the worst things I ever done. And that goes back to my Krieg community. So I have this really cool Discord server that already got Alhamdulillah, which means in Arabic, that means all praise is to God. And we say that when something great happened, or it's just like our way of, Muslims' way of saying, like, what? I guess like wow, right? Or like God bless, or like being grateful. Like, I believe in being grateful and just being grateful for all the things that I had. Like, it wasn't just me, you know. Certain things happened in this world, or I was born in the right time. God had me do a certain thing, had me go a certain path, etc., etc., etc. So I don't want to say that. You know, it was just me. So I like to be grateful, and man, being grateful to God is one of those things that I really, really make sure that I do every step of the way before I fall on my face, fall on my behind, and just end up lost and completely in shambles when everything collapsing, because someday that might happen. And that's because of ungratefulness, or because I didn't respect the right people, I didn't respect God, I didn't respect the people who were involved, and respect my parents, or something like that. You know, you always want to be grateful, and man, I just emphasize gratefulness so much. I am all about gratitude. I'm all about just thanking everybody. You know, thanking my listeners for listening to my podcast, thanking my community members for freaking being in the community and just making it such an amazing community thus far. Thanking the people who were in my Minecraft server back in the days. Thanking my parents for being such blessed parents and being such amazing parents. Thanking my fiance for being there and just dealing with my dealing with my problems and dealing with all sorts of difficulties that I might have. And I'm not exactly the easiest person to be with, so I really thank her and thank and I'm really grateful for her and for her being me happy, for being happy with me, and for making me happy, and for, you know, all that there is when it comes to being with me, all the problems and all the goodness that comes with being with me. Like, I'm just grateful for that. And maybe, you know, I used to do a lot of lecturing, and I feel like I shouldn't be lecturing. Like, I should be talking about my life more often. And I think that's my natural state. My natural state of talk is talking about my life. The thing is, sometimes I get worried, like, if I just talk about my life, other people are gonna be like, well, I don't really care about your life. But then if I lecture at them, then they're gonna feel like I'm a know-it-all and I just wanna freaking teach other people. Or like, I don't know. I am sort of like a teacher, and I am sort of like a mentor. I try to be like one. But I don't want to give the impression, and I'm not that sort of person that's like, oh, you must follow my path, be like me, or something like that. I'm not trying to do that. The reason why some of my past podcasts was more me teaching and lecturing was because I felt like that's what people wanted. Maybe that's not what people wanted. Maybe people just want to hear me. Maybe, right? Maybe that's just me. Maybe I need to be more confident. Maybe I need to get more balls to start talking about my life more. I don't want to show too much information because I want to hide all my personal matters with my family and all that, because that's my family. I respect my family a lot. And you never ever want to open that up to the public ever. But besides that, all my career, my own personal things like that doesn't have to do with any other people, that I want to share to other people. So for example, my ideas for AWS, my ideas for games, my idea for building a company. So making Krieg. Krieg is interesting. Krieg is awesome because, and I want to admit that I need to be more creative and need to come up with more ideas for Krieg. It's not there yet. I'm not as revolutionary as I want to be with my game. I'm trying to think of a different idea, but as far as the technology side, I'm revolutionary. I'm using Unreal Engine. I'm using AWS. I'm leveraging the best technologies in the world to do the things that I'm doing. And that technology-wise, I am definitely innovating. I'm definitely revolutionizing the way games are made. Especially for indie game developers, I'm totally changing the way how indie games can make games. I'm going to show the world, the idea of that is a little less narcissistic than you think it is. I want to show other game developers, not the world, but like other game developers, or maybe even the world, that it's possible right? Sometimes we don't realize the impact that we have. And this goes back to me lecturing and stuff like that. I kind of don't want to give the impression again, but sometimes I don't realize it. You know, when I say we, you know, obviously I mean I. Sometimes I don't realize that the impact that I can have if I simply do it right. Like, that's where sometimes selfishness is good. Selfishness is good because if you can stand on your own shoes, on your own feet, firmly, strongly, with a good foundation, you can help others. Not even physically, not even monetarily, but helping others just inspirationally. I was streaming on Twitch, right? And these guys who joined in, I believe his name was Cantorman32. Correct me if I'm wrong, I'm forgetting the username. I feel bad for this. I'm pretty sure it was Cantorman32. It was also Chobo Kanin. And there's one other person potentially, like Super Cool Ninja. I'm saying these names, obviously I don't know their real names. They're Twitch names again. So don't laugh if I'm like naming names that are completely made up. They are made up. That's the point. They're Twitch streamers. They're Twitch viewers and they're gamers. They're not gonna put their real name on their username. So I'm obviously quoting usernames here. Like all these people with that alias of that name, they said that sometimes they just watch me for the inspiration. They watch my Twitch stream because I'm inspiring them, because every single day I'm just working on my game. Do you understand? And again, when I say you, I mean myself as well. Do you understand that the implications of you working on your dreams, you're going to be inspiring everybody else who you might not even know you're inspiring, because you're just publicizing yourself and, you know, you're going to get to know other people and everything like that. And people will meet you someday, or, you know, you have your secret admirers, or you have your, you know, just people who just watch you and just want to wait, you know, waiting for your content. People who you don't even know, lurkers on Twitch, for example. There are certain people that, you know, they don't feel comfortable revealing themselves, and that's totally fine, although I encourage them to, because, you know, we have a really cool community here in Krieg, the Krieg community in my Discord server. We don't bite, and like I try to be really, really friendly to everybody and welcoming, warm to everyone. Oh damn, I've been walking a lot, talking a lot. Kind of sweating right now. It's hot outside too, like 95 degrees, so might have to take a shower. Anyways, these people, they're inspired and they watch me, and like the lurkers, I might not even notice that they're watching me, but they're gonna feel inspired because I'm working on my game, I'm working on my dream, I'm being a good person, I'm trying to, you know, fend for myself, fend for my family, I'm trying to fend for other people and other game developers, trying to give back to the community, trying to help other game developers, you know, be a good person, be a good loving person, a God-fearing person, etc. Like, all these are inspirational things. And if you just be a good person yourself, and I'm trying to be a good person myself, I'm trying to be an actual, like, a good person, an actual, like, you know, I want to be an inspiration to other people. And I don't want to do things that are bad. I want my family members or my cousins or my grandkids or my... And this goes to legacy. This goes to what Gary Vaynerchuk said. Like, you know, when I say things, a lot of them is not made by me, and a lot of them are not original. I'm not coming up with some new crazy, controversial. I'm not being controversial when I say these things. Like, they are said by very, very well-known, outspoken, respected people in the world. like Gary Vaynerchuk, who is one of my biggest mentors. Gary Vaynerchuk is the one talking about legacy. Legacy, and I finally understand legacy. Legacy is so important. Legacy. What do you want your grandkids to say? What do you want your grandkids to say? Like the other day, I freaking raged and freaking threw my chair, and then that chair completely hit the window and like broke a shade. And then I didn't even realize the impact of my actions. There's people who are gonna watch that, and not because I'm embarrassed, but because that's gonna freaking show other people that they can do the same thing, and it's okay to be raging and do whatever you want. I was just trying to be funny, to be honest. It wasn't even myself. I don't even want to do that. I just try to entertain others. That goes back to what, and it totally wasn't funny because, first of all, it wasn't me naturally, and people can obviously just see through the fact that that's not me, and I'm not the type of person to like rage like that, or that type of person to just do that. I'm just trying to be someone else, to be honest. That's probably insecurities, who knows. Probably I wanted to overreact, so people thought it was funny. Who cares? That's stupid of me. Just put that aside. For everybody who watched that video, that was totally not me, and that's just me trying to be somebody else. Freaking ashamed of myself. And whatever, I learned. Just be myself. That's another thing. I'm learning how to be myself. Freaking be yourself. Everybody, just freaking be yourself, man. Don't be freaking falling into freaking peer pressure like what freaking happened in high school. Like the amount of peer pressure that happens. Certain people in my lives, they try to peer pressure you. And you know, peer pressuring perhaps is a natural thing to do. Or maybe, you know, to be honest, what if I'm peer pressuring people into be good people? What if I'm peer pressuring people into being game developers? That's interesting. That's very, very interesting. You know, maybe peer pressuring is natural. Maybe I am peer pressuring just people to get their shit together. Well, not really. I'm not really focused on that. I'm just more focused on people being just good people and just finding themselves and just freaking becoming a game developer or whatever, and pursuing their dreams, really. Okay, fine. Let's say I am peer pressuring others. Maybe peer pressure has to do with influence, right? I can peer pressure somebody, and I never want to peer pressure someone into something bad. I can peer pressure somebody into something bad or good, because I have influence over certain people, because certain people respect me, or certain people feel like they need me in their lives, you know. And I'm talking about like my parents even, and my fiance, and they depend on me. So I am obviously peer pressuring these people. And you want to be careful. This goes back to legacy. You want to be careful how you peer pressure others. You always want to make sure. And I feel like peer pressuring is always going to happen, right? Like peer pressuring is natural because other people just, you know, gravitate towards people they respect. So you're going to be peer pressuring without your even consent, right? It's going to happen naturally. It's going to happen just all of a sudden. And this is why legacy is so important. You want to live a certain way where you know your mom would look at you and be like, that's my baby. That's my baby right there. That's my son right there. He was in my freaking tummy. That kid right there, that man right there. She's always going to call me her baby. That baby, my baby right there, I'm proud of him, and I like what he's doing, and I raised him right, and I'm happy because he's happy, and I'm happy because he's freaking helping other people, and he's doing what he wants. Legacy, man. Freaking legacy. Legacy is so freaking important. I finally freaking understand. I understand what Gary Vaynerchuk means with legacy. I didn't really understand, like, why is this guy going nuts about legacy? Why does he care so much about what other people think about him? Because that's important. It's important what other people think of you. Not for the insecure sort of way, but in the sort of legacy sort of way, in the sort of inspirational sort of way, where if you have a good legacy, if you have great accomplishments, you're going to inspire other people to become great like yourself. For example, if I make this game happen, this is a freaking symbol, a freaking... Let's go to what what's his name? Wes, the motivational speaker, what's his name? The motivational speaker, his name was... Forgot his name, but his name, he's a black dude, he's really cool, he's really awesome. I think his name was Wes or like Les or something. Les Armstrong? No. Les something, something like that, like Wes or Les or something like that. But I love that guy, and that guy was saying there was a time where nobody ran a 5-minute mile, or I think it was 4-minute mile. Nobody was able to do a 4-minute mile, and nobody, just nobody was able to do that. But somehow, when that first person did that 4-minute mile, all of a sudden you had hundreds and thousands and millions of people who ran 4-minute miles. Why is that? Why is that in all of humanity, nobody was able to run a 4-minute mile, but as soon as one person showed it was possible, everybody just goes nuts on it. You know what I mean? There's nobody who ran a 26-mile marathon. But when a few people can, and when you find out your cousin could, we found out your friend could, or you found out some guy in TV could, even the guys on TV, like let's say like Dwayne Johnson was able to be so muscular and strong and good looking or successful. Maybe you're like, oh, I'm not like him, like God made me in a different way, or like if you don't believe in God, like I was made in a different way, genetics, you know. But let's say your mom or your dad or your brother or your cousin or your grandson or your friend or your cousin or somebody who you grew up with was able to do that. Then you realize, wait a minute, I could have done that, or I could do that, or I can do that. I was just being dumb, and I was just not living up to my potential. That's what I mean by legacy, and that's what I mean by inspiration. Because once you can show other people that you were able to be successful despite the odds, that you were able to be successful despite the challenges, you can be a symbol, a inspiration, you could be a motivation for other people like yourself to pursue and accomplish exactly like you did yourself. And this is how this also comes into play with my giving back sort of concept and idea. See, sometimes when we think of giving back, we just think of donations. You know, I don't even think money helps people. Money doesn't help people. Money does help people. Let me first of all, give. I believe in giving back and giving money. Money definitely helps people. But it's not all. That's not the only thing you can give back to other people. If you think just giving money to your church or giving money to your mosque or giving money to, you know, some poor person or your family member, it's great and all, right? It's great. That's great. And I highly encourage that to other, you know, helping other people. But the thing is, even money isn't as good as certain things like just a good word or spending time with somebody and giving them patience. I think patience is worth more than money, right? The impatient person is going to lose all their money, but the patient person, despite what they get towards them, despite what happens, like a hurricane can happen, God forbid, and totally mess them up, right? It'll totally take all the money away, their house is gone, and even, I hate to say this, but like you know, even their family's gone or something. I mean, that's such a terrible, I don't even want to talk about that, that's too sad, I don't want to talk about that. But let's say their money is gone, their house is gone, and you know, their valuable belongings left, right? But they had patience. And because they had patience, they were able to get it back, right? You can't get back your mom and dad. That was really stupid to say that. Sorry, guys. But or like something like that, or like your wife. Really, really dumb to say that. Just imagine I never said that. I don't know what I was thinking. But let's say you lost temporary things, right? We're talking about money here. We're not talking about freaking relationships or family members. We're just talking about money and like material wealth. Stuff that's temporary. Stuff that can be lost. Stuff that can be replaced. If you lose it, right? If you lose it, you can get it back simply because you're patient, right? Impatience is what's not gonna let you lose it. Because as soon as you lose your freaking house, you lose your money, you're just gonna give up, you're gonna commit suicide or something. And when you commit suicide, when you're impatient and freaking committing suicide just because everything is terrible, I'm not gonna get it back, I lost all my life earnings, that's impatience. You kill yourself, guess what? You ain't getting that back no more. You ain't freaking getting that back no more because you're freaking being impatient. You're being a dumbass. You're being, sorry for cursing, you're being stupid. You're being not smart, not patient. But if you were patient and you lost everything, you lost your legs, you lost your freaking arms, you lost half of your face, but because you were patient, you were able to get it back. There was a way. You got the money back because you managed how to fix your leg by finding this right person, or you went to the doctor and he recommended you to this doctor and you got a prosthetic leg and then you got a prosthetic arm and then you ran a marathon and you gained, just coming up with things, you ran a marathon and you became famous because people were like, this goes back to legacy, it goes back to what I was saying. You became famous because you showed the world that despite the odds, despite you losing your freaking legs and arms, you're able to race a marathon or win a marathon or who knows how, however high the accomplishment is. And you show other people, hey, if I could freaking do this without my legs, without my money, and if I became a millionaire because after I lost everything, after I lost my legs, after I lost all my material possessions, you can't do it too. And that's what I mean by legacy. I didn't really touch on my AWS subject too much, unfortunately. Sorry, guys. I kind of went on tangent. I guess when I think of certain things, I can't just go back to it, right? Like, it needs to be natural. I can't fake AWS. I already thought about the entire idea. It's gone. Like, I already thought about it. You know, I'm not going to be excited about it anymore because I already came up with the idea. So like my energy brainstorming session, creative session happens when I'm thinking of new ideas, not when I'm ruminating on old ideas. So unfortunately, my excitement disappears when I go back to a certain subject. But my excitement happens when I think of new ideas because I'm a creative person. My whole family is a creative person, I've noticed that. So let's wrap up a few things. I just want to go back to AWS because I did promise you guys, like, you know, I didn't promise, but I said I want to keep my word. I try to be careful when I promise things. So I want to make sure that my reputation is good. My honesty. Not reputation, but honesty is good. I'm honest. And, you know, I take honesty really important because I believe in a prophet in my religion who really showed me how, and obviously I'm not good. I don't even consider myself good. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't when I realize my flaws, but I try to emulate, you know, we all do. We all emulate the people that we respect, right? And I respect a prophet of God, and, you know, he showed that honesty is really important and legacy is really important. And, you know, that's part of the reasons why I try to be honest. And, you know, I understand where he's coming from. And, try to be honest and all that. Anyways, I'm aware certain people don't like to hear about religion. I'm not even preaching, I'm just talking about myself. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not telling other people to join my religion. I'm simply talking about myself. And for all you guys who are upset why I talk about religion sometimes, or why I talk about God, and why I touch on a touchy subject, well, that's me, right? I'm talking about myself. I'm talking about my own ideas, I'm talking about my own mind, right? And I have to freaking mention God and mention religion because that's very important to me. If I only give you like 75% of who I am, then you're not going to get the full picture. You're not going to understand where my ambitions come from. And I would be lying if my honesty came from some other internal desire. Like, I'm not becoming honest because I want money. That's the dumbest thing ever. I'm honest because I respect certain people in my life, such as the prophet of God and the prophets of God. And that's why I try to be honest. Like, I'm going to be straight up with you, and I'm not going to freaking filter it and say, oh, I'm not religious. Sometimes in New York, here am I going ungrateful. Not good. But, you know, sometimes people get upset when you bring up religion or stuff like that, but why? You just don't bring it up and try to get other people into your religion. That's what you shouldn't freaking bring up. You shouldn't make other people follow your religion and try to, like, impose things on other people. Don't do that. It's not good. What I'm not afraid to say is I believe in God and I believe in religion. I am grateful to God and I believe in Islam and I am a Muslim. Me, you don't need to be. But I have a lot of good things to say and a lot of lessons that I learned that could benefit you, even if you're not religious, even if you don't come from, even if you're not a Muslim or you're not religious at all, or not a Christian at all, or like, I still have things to say, right? And if you're interested in what I have to say, then that's part of me, right? I just want to be real with you guys. And this is a topic that I haven't touched on. I'm not afraid. Sometimes I am. I'm not afraid to show that I'm a Muslim and show that I am religious and show that I am grateful to God, show that I love God and show that I am a servant of God, right? As long as I don't try to impose it on other people. I don't feel comfortable imposing it on other people and trying to convince other people to, like, follow my path. It's not me. I'm just telling you about my life, right? I'm telling you about trying to give you some advice through my own personal experiences. And you can take it or not take it, up to you. But I'm not going to be afraid of telling everybody what I'm thinking and where my mind comes from and everything like that. So this goes back to legacy, goes back to game development, goes back to inspiration, and goes back to my ideas and my mind and what I'm thinking about doing. I'm making a game, and I still think this game is not ambitious enough and not creative enough. I need to be more ambitious. I thrive on ambition. I need ambition, or else I can't go forward. I need to be creative. And for some reason, this game, I'm not able to be creative on it enough because I'm scared. There's a problem I need to face. It's a problem I need to understand. And I need to get creative with it, but I'm trying my best. And I'm gonna do it. You know, I'm gonna figure out how to freaking make this into a freaking creative thing. I've already come up with some ideas. AWS, that's something I'm really proud of. I'm gonna be leveraging the full power of AWS. Yeah, let me talk about, you know what, I'm gonna do another podcast about just my ideas for my game again. Because this podcast already went too long. 57 freaking minutes, man. All right, guys. Thanks for watching. You guys have listened to your host, me. But most importantly, you have listened to a journey or a conversation that may help you and maybe help you. Maybe it'll stray you away, maybe it'll be bad for you, or maybe hopefully it'll be good for you. Most importantly, it'll be good for you. I hope, most importantly, this is for you and for other people. And for other people to kind of look into my mind and see where I'm coming from and see where I'm thinking, and maybe give you guys some inspiration, give you guys some guidance for whatever guidance that I have to give. And I'm not a guided person. I'm not freaking whatever. I'm not saying I am. But I have something to say. And if I think it's valuable, I'm going to try to give it to others. That's what it is. I don't think I am in a position to say whatever I want. Or like to, I guess, lecture other people or something like that. For the few things, for the things in my life that I know that I'm pretty confident that it will help other people and that it's good and it's objectively good and it's objectively can be helpful for others, I'm going to try to say other people, like, hey, maybe listen to this, maybe it'll help you in some way, I don't know. Whatever best I can. Maybe it's not even for helping others, you know? That is definitely part of it, but sometimes it's even part of is building my own legacy. Is making sure that whatever I do in life, you know, other people respect me for that. I'm not going to say that. I definitely have a selfish part of it. It's not just selfless. I'm not trying to impose my ideas on other people, but it's also for selfish reasons, you know. Anyways, guys, stream is about to end. Take care, folks. You've been listening to Onwards to Krieg. It's your host, Syed Amon, logging out. See you guys. Have a good day.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.